Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's Friday, September 11th, 9/11. Americans are commemorating with tributes that have been altered by coronavirus precautions and woven into the presidential campaign, says the AP this morning, drawing President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden to pay respects at the same memorial without crossing paths. Issue here, though, Alan, two striking numbers. During 9/11, we lost 2,977 Americans.
Exactly.
COVID-19 right now, 192,914 people.
Heading towards 200,000, David. 200,000. Think about that. This president has a great deal to answer for. Now we have him on the Woodward tape saying that he was doing it on purpose because he didn't want to have panic in the United States. In fact, his actions have caused substantial panic about this disease. The fact that he was giving everybody a hard time about testing, you'll remember that. The fact that he won't wear a mask, that his rallies are continuing with people not wearing masks. These are such common sense ways of dealing with this virus that the president really has to be faulted. I heard one scientist saying it's so terrible he should resign. Well, he's not going to resign, I can tell you that much. And in fact, if people don't go out and vote for his opponent, he'll win another time. So a lot of people are quite worried and doing whatever they can. Some are writing postcards to those crucial states where the Electoral College would kick in and elect him. So this is a time of great concern to Americans. As you say, approximately 3,000 people at 9/11, and then we're approaching 200,000 Americans dead because of this. And many people are saying that could have been substantially affected, as it was in South Korea, if the president had taken the correct steps. Then he lies again, and he says, we're one of the most successful countries in the world. This guy has no shame about telling lies. The question in many people's minds is, does he know it? I believe he does. But he tells lies, and he gets away with it, and then he's on to the next thing. He says, we're one of the top in the world in terms of solving this crisis, when in fact, it's just not true. We're close to the bottom.
And the president is in Michigan at a rally where, as the Washington Post says this morning, he's painting a dark image of America under a Biden presidency. You keep saying it's happening on his watch.
That's right. Look, the idea that he is running against Biden as if Biden is the president and Biden is responsible for everything that's happening in this country. No, it's not true. He's the guy who's the president of the United States, and as usual, because he wrote The Art of the Deal, because he sees himself as a master manipulator and as a television host, he sees himself as being the outsider, which is just incredible.
And there's so much pain and so much more pain on the way without more stimulus, more economic relief for Americans and businesses. Hopes dim for more stimulus as Democrats block narrow GOP plan. A vote in the Senate, says the New York Times, reflected a partisan divide that appears increasingly likely to scuttle any economic aid package before the November election.
Well, a lot's going to depend on how people perceive all of this. If you think, and you have children to feed, and you have no food to put on your table, and you think that this president, Mitch McConnell and others, are right to say, we've had enough, we don't want any more, they don't have to worry. They don't have to worry about their health care. They all have it in Congress. And they don't have to worry about this. They have enough money, and they're paid. So this is crazy. The fact of the matter is that Governor Cuomo keeps depending on the federal government to bail out New York State. And I don't think this president is going to want to, because he's afraid that the base will react poorly to that, helping New York. That is obviously something that is much on his mind in each step that he takes. Will this help or hurt my reelection campaign?
There's a new poll, speaking of elections, that confirms Republicans' wariness of voting by mail. The poll, Alan, shows evidence that President Trump's frequent warnings about mail voting are persuading members of his party to avoid it. But the Washington Post says that could make it more difficult for those voters to cast ballots.
Well, that's right. The big lie is going on, which is that voting by mail is suspect. And this president says it over and over and over again. We have been watching throughout history how the big lie works. In this case, it convinces a lot of people. Now, if This president says to the rank and file of the Republican Party, you'll be better off if you jump up and down on one foot. They'll do it. This has now gotten to be a crisis. There are Republicans, there are Democrats, there is a divide, but there's still something, David, called right and wrong. And we know that there is not fraud when large numbers of people vote. This president is worried that the more people who vote, the more Democrats will vote. That's just the way that it works. And he's doing everything in his power to put a stop to it.
Well, the court has put a stop to Trump's order to exclude undocumented immigrants from the census, Alan. I'm sure you saw this. This is a three-judge panel in New York unanimously saying President Trump lacked the authority to remove non-citizen census counts used to allot House seats. An important ruling.
It is, except that because of the so-called urgency of this case, it will go directly to the Supreme Court. And we know who's sitting up there. People who are appointed by the president, it'll be 5-4 probably, and he may well win. It's outrageous. The census is not supposed to ignore people who are sitting in their homes, even if they're not documented Americans. And that may be seen as being a bad thing by many people, but it's the law. And this president, once again, is fooling with the law.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Alan, thanks for helping us think things through.
Well, here we are on a Friday morning. David, I want you to get some rest this weekend. I know how hard you work, and it's very important you sleep in a little, at least on Saturday and Sunday.